proportion.
It's time for Nicholas Snow Live, the podcast that's all about connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio. It's Gadio.
Welcome to Nicholas Snow Live for Monday, July 6, 2015. It is 11 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. In this episode, coverage of the Palm Springs Decision Day rally, which took place Friday, June 26th, the day of the U.S. Supreme Court's historic ruling overturning all marriage bans and making marriage equality the law in all 50 states. The U.S. became the 21st country in the world to fully legalize marriage for all its citizens. Also in this episode, first actually, my LGBTQ civil rights anthem comes out of the closet where it has been for 18 years. You'll want to stay tuned to listen to Stonewalls after this. Spotlight on Palm Springs.
Come to Lulu, the award-winning California bistro. Fabulous breakfast, a luscious three-course Sunday brunch, scrumptious dinners serving fresh fish, perfect steaks, pizzas, salads, and more. Something for everyone. A three-course special to savor from $15.99. The best all-day and night happy hour. There's always a party at Lulu in the heart of downtown Palm Springs on South Palm Canyon and Arenas.
New designer furnishings, sparkling cocktail rings, vintage jeans and shirts for moms, teens, boys, and flirts. Area rugs and stylish bedding design your wedding. Shiny knickknacks and glam Hollywood throwbacks. You'll find it here at Revival, voted best of the Valley thrift stores. Now with even more new treasures, plus one-of-a-kind consignment and estate items. Fashion, accessories, furniture, it's all in store at Revival. Find it here. Visit us at revivalstores.com to find a Revival store near you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Snow. Many of you know that I am HIV positive. I'm living powerfully with HIV because I benefit from the services of the Desert AIDS Project in Palm Springs, California, and I'm very happy to bring you this news from another grateful client of Desert AIDS Project.
I'm more proactive with my health now, I think, than I was before, and I think that's because there's other people that are being proactive with me. You know, there's people that are interested and concerned about it.
A lot of services that are very difficult to access to HIV-infected patients are gathered within one roof. We do have access to substance abuse counselor, mental health services, psychiatrists. We have dental service programs. We have nutritional programs, housing, case management. Very unique in the nation that all the programs, including medical services, are administered within one facility.
Coming here, I felt just an amazing amount of love from Desert AIDS Project. They are people who just care in the community, people who want to put a hand out and say, let me hold yours. And I think that makes all the difference in the world.
For more information, visit desertaidsproject.org.
And now, on with the snow, show, celebrating his fourth decade as a multimedia entertainment activist. Producer and host Nicholas Snow is all about honoring and expressing his life force in a way that makes a difference, while inspiring you to do the same. Reaching millions of people worldwide, Nicholas is definitely a leading primo promo homo on the go-go. Yes, over 6 feet of snow has just drifted into your podcast experience. And here he is, Nicholas Snow.
I am your host, Nicholas Snow, and this broadcast marks the beginning of my fourth year. And thanks to you, this week, my total listens in the last 3 years of broadcasting will surpass 1.8 million listens. I took the month of June off to work on the launch of the new season and to also dramatically enhance the amount of original video I'm creating. Go to NicholasSnow.tv for all of my video. The show that you're about to hear has really historic video in it. So in 1998, on April 25th, which happened to be my birthday, I did a concert at the Cinegrill at the Hollywood Roosevelt Hotel, And one of the songs that I performed is an original song. It's an LGBTQ civil rights anthem called Stonewalls. I wrote the song and performed it there that night, and it's basically been in the closet. And on the eve of the historic decision for marriage equality to become the law of the land, I made this song available worldwide, and I'm going to share it with you in this podcast as well. If you want to see the original video, go to nicholassnow.tv. The song Stonewalls is available wherever online music is sold. It is a live recording done in 1998, so I encourage you to let it be part of the soundtrack of your equality. Also, in this episode, I have historic coverage of the Decision Day rally, which took place in Palm Springs, California. Hundreds of celebrants were on hand at the Palm Springs Decision Day rally, which was Friday, June 26th, the day of the U.S. Supreme Court's historic ruling overturning all marriage bans, making marriage equality the law in all 50 states. The United States became the 21st country in the world to fully legalize marriage for all of its citizens. So the audio you're going to hear coming up in the broadcast is actually the audio from a video that I created. So you're welcome to listen to the entire audio here, or you can go to nicholassnow.tv and listen to the video. I also wanted to let you know that Nicholas Snow Live has expanded to live video streams on Periscope. Periscope is an amazing app. You can download it on your smartphone, connect it to your Twitter and Facebook, and you can initiate live broadcasts all over, from anywhere to everywhere, and you can also follow live broadcasts. So when I initiate a live Periscope broadcast, it automatically sends an alert to my Facebook followers and my Twitter followers, and the video after the live broadcast remains available for 24 hours, and then it disappears. However, when you're shooting a Periscope video, it remains available on your phone and allows you to use it for other purposes. So when I feel the video is relevant enough, I'm also post-producing it for my YouTube channel. And certainly my coverage of the Decision Day rally is relevant enough, and you can find it at nicholassnow.tv. So this is just a little bit about how the show is evolving, the multimedia platform is evolving, as I begin my fourth year of broadcasting. I want to really thank you for your support, and stay tuned for my civil rights anthem, Stonewalls, and also my really, really historic coverage of the Decision Day rally in Palm Springs. So now, while you listen to the show, I'm going to continue with my husband hunting now that it's legal. Enjoy. And now I take you back in time to the night of April 25th, 1998, for the world debut in front of a live audience of my LGBTQI civil rights anthem, Stonewalls, now coming out of the closet after 18 years.
A little over 25 years ago in a bar in New York, a bunch of drag queens and tired bar patrons rebelled against ongoing harassment and oppression, and that is known as the Stonewall Riots, and often viewed as the birth of the modern gay and lesbian civil rights movement. Fact of the matter is, for at least 20 years prior to that, 50 years of activism as of this day, people were putting their lives on the line, and we're still doing that every day. I dedicated this song to all the gay and lesbian youth who are trapped in families that don't understand them, to everybody with the courage to let their light shine. And this song is for everybody, because this room is filled with diverse people from all walks of life who get it. And I hope that this song becomes an anthem for the gay and lesbian civil rights movement. Ladies and gentlemen, I present for you Stonewalls.
All right.
For over 25 years, throughout every season, we've been fighting together every day and night. Cause for prejudice, there is no rhyme, no reason.
Next, my historic coverage of the June 26, 2015 Decision Day rally in Palm Springs, California.
We couldn't start this rally without reading and rejoicing in the words of an Irish Catholic boy from Sacramento. And he said, "No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were. As some of the petitioners in these cases demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves. Their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. The judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit is reversed, and it is so ordered. The Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to my historic coverage of the Decision Day rally, which took place on the day that the Supreme Court of the United States made marriage equality the law of the land, June 26, 2015. I'm your host, Nicholas Snow, and for point of reference, the URL nicholassnow.tv, nicholassnow.tv now redirects right here to this YouTube channel. How cool is that? This video was initially broadcast live on an app called Periscope. You can find it for free with your smartphone or Android device. It allows you to broadcast live to anywhere in the world. Your friends and your Twitter followers can all interact with the broadcast while it's happening, and you have the opportunity to save the video and upload it elsewhere for future viewing, which is what I have done here. I hope you enjoy it. A couple of housekeeping announcements. There were two great musical performances at the rally, one by the Gay Men's Chorus, the other by Dana Adkins. I don't have the rights to put those songs on YouTube, but I have put them on my Facebook page. You can find those videos at facebook.com/NicholasSnowLive. The other thing I want you to know is I don't include the entire rally because toward the end of the rally, I needed to make my way over to the KESQ news crew because I was being interviewed for a live broadcast and needed to be there to get mic'd up and prepare for that. So I don't bring you the entire rally, but I bring you about 95% of it right now.
Is anything going on today?
Yeah!
Anything happening?
Yeah!
Hey, I'm Mike Thompson, the director of the LGBT Community Center. Welcome, welcome, welcome to today. You're going to be talking about 4 years. Thanks for coming down to celebrate. I want to introduce our hosts this evening, Councilwoman Jenny Foote, and from Equality California, George Zander.
Attention to that cordoned off area back there, which we set up for the protesters, and this is the first time I've ever seen it totally empty.
All right. Who ever thought we would never see this day?
Yeah.
Well, guess what? They were all wrong. We have it now. So, all of us have worked so hard for so many years, you need to start screaming and shouting for all the damn work you've put in to make this happen.
We know we have some elected officials here, but I can't see them all. I saw Paul Lewin earlier. I don't know if there's any other elected officials here. I know there were a couple coming from other cities. So just wave your hands and let's give a shout out to our elected officials because it's really great that we have that kind of support.
We have Marge from the High Desert Hospital Regional Board. James Williamson from the school board in Palm Springs.
How are you?
I'm fantastic.
We also have many of Dr. Raul Reese's staff helping us here today as well. Doug is up here and he's looking for Javon and Derek to complete his team of speakers. So if the two of you could come up here and meet him, he'd be really happy. And if you don't, he won't be very happy.
Now I want you all to be very, very quiet because we couldn't start this rally without reading and rejoicing in the words of an Irish Catholic boy from Sacramento. and he said, "No union is more profound than marriage, for it embodies the highest ideals of love, fidelity, devotion, sacrifice, and family. In forming a marital union, two people become something greater than once they were. As some of the petitioners in these cases demonstrate, marriage embodies a love that may endure even past death. It would misunderstand these men and women to say they disrespect the idea of marriage. Their plea is that they do respect it so deeply that they seek to find its fulfillment for themselves. Their hope is not to be condemned to live in loneliness, excluded from one of civilization's oldest institutions. They ask for equal dignity in the eyes of the law. The Constitution grants them that right. The judgment of the Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit is reversed, and it is so ordered. The Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy." I cried this morning when I read that. And I'm sure many of us in that are here today and across the country cried also when they heard that deep expression of what this is all about for us. It's about love. It's about the ability for us to be together.
Hi.
How are you? Good. How are you? Good.
Everybody, I have the privilege and honor to introduce you to Jamie Patton. Jamie Patton is District Director for Congressmember Dr. Raul Ruiz.
To be here today and just made it short of making it home to celebrate with all of you. So I'm honored to share just a few words that he wanted me to offer to all of you on this very momentous occasion. Friends, congratulations. Today, the highest court in this land affirmed the right for you to marry whom you love. I am overcome with happiness. So many of you have fought tirelessly for this recognition, for the equal treatment that acknowledges the real, genuine ability to care so deeply about someone that you would always be there for that person, no matter what. And for too long, your fundamental right to share that love with your partner in a marital union has not been respected or protected. But today you are seen. You have been seen and you have been heard, and today we have won. Your resilience and dedication has paid off. Because of you, Americans all across the country can get married, regardless of who they are or who they love. I feel blessed that my daughters will be raised in a nation where our laws and our Constitution protect their right to be treated equally.
Please swipe up on your screen and use the share broadcast feature to invite your followers. Thank you in advance.
While the fight against discrimination and for equality for all people is not over, today we must celebrate how far we have come. As the lead plaintiff in this case said it best, from this day forward, it
Welcome
will simply
Maximo
be Kirk, marriage.
However you pronounce that. Thank you for the hearts out there.
Today, love wins. Let's celebrate.
Thanks, Jamie.
Thank you.
Okay, I'm going to hold it.
Thank you so much for celebrating with us.
I'm looking around at the crowd here. I think there's a lot of people in this crowd that will be able to identify with some of the things, some of the dates I may mention. You know, I remember in 1953 and the 50s, when you couldn't work for the federal government if you were gay or lesbian. You couldn't come out of the closet. I was in with the Stonewall riots in the 60s and 59. In 1978, I stood with Leonard Malevich up in Northern California, where he is now buried, and we talked about possibly ever seeing this day, or possibly ever seeing the day that people wouldn't be kicked out of the military. And we've done everything. We've marched on Washington so many times. We've created organizations to fight. We've been in every state. And so to see us here today, having achieved this, is just beyond anything that I could have ever imagined. And somebody who's been really responsible for helping us get here, and I'm really proud to introduce him because I've known him for many, many years, and that's Jeff Coors. He was the government policy director for the National Center for Lesbian Rights.
Yes, thanks to everyone who paved the way for us.
The Tennessee marriage case, which was just being decided by the Supreme Court. He's on the executive committee of the Board of Directors.
Where are you viewing from?
And he's previously the director of Equality California. I just know Jeff as a wonderful person and a fighter.
Hello,
so
Ventura,
Jeff,
California.
Thank you, Jenny. So, what a great crowd. So I have to start with James, my husband, I love you, wherever you are back here, because that's really what today is about. It's about love, it's about acceptance.
Are you going to
your
rally in,
today is
out
one of
there
those
in 30 minutes?
Transformative days that we will always remember in American history. Less than 30 years ago, the Supreme Court said that states could criminalize gay relationships. Today, they said we can marry the person we love. That is an amazing transformation in 30 years.
You're wearing I love my wife.
Today, love conquered fear, principles conquered politics, and equality conquered injustice. For the first time in our lives, in my life, in many of your lives, in the lives of millions of Americans, we are truly equal under the law in this nation. And that is a great thing to celebrate. And today's decision so validates so many people's work. Those first advocates, brave souls who formed those early LGBT organizations in the 50s and 60s, who stood up to police brutality at Stonewall in 1969, and of course, to the legal and political and local organizations who led the work, and the hundreds of thousands of people who knocked on doors, made phone calls, donated money, and helped win equality. That's how this happened. And this moment could not have happened if it hadn't been for LGBT people willing to risk their friendships, their families, and their jobs by coming out. That is what transformed this country. By living our lives authentically, we often got rejected, but in the end, we turned so many people who opposed our rights to our fiercest advocates. And for those of us who have lived our life as second-class citizens, these past 30 years have seemed like a long haul, but in the history of civil rights movement, this transformation in 30 years is nothing short of amazing. So, last thing I want to say is about this decision today is it's not about one case or these four cases or one organization or one strategy. It's about a thoughtful plan that has been in the works for decades, that included grassroots activism, legislative victories, going to court, going to the ballot box, and telling our stories. It is that combination and that hard work that everyone here and across this country did that got us to that moment. And on Monday, after we celebrate all weekend, we're going back to work to pass federal civil rights legislation to protect every LGBT person in this country. But tonight, we get to celebrate. Because tonight, love won, justice won, our Constitution won, and we won. Thank you all for all your work.
The only other thing I really want to throw out, because it got to me today, answering phone calls from different people around the country who I hadn't talked to for a long time. And it was amazing because it started with, think of all those people who aren't with us now who did all this work. And I have my names, and I'm sure all of you have a lot of names of people you remember who were doing those fights in the 70s and the 80s and the 90s and didn't live to see this day. So part of it is this day is for all of them. So remember all your friends.
Another organization
did
that
Love Win?
Was very important in this
oh, it did.
Was
it won.
Eagle.
Oh, you're and a mime now. You're a theater director who's become a mime.
Oh, Love Win!
Oh, okay.
And the treasurer and executive committee board member of the Lambda Legal Defense and Education Fund and a board member of Equality California and another good friend who also, these people all live in Palm Springs. That's so great. Roberta Conroy.
Thank you, Jenny. And keeping on music theme, I just wanted to say, quoting Grateful Dead, it's been a long, strange road, but it's been a lot faster. And I believe, and Dana just confirmed that was Captain and Tennille. And I believe that was about 1973, around that time. And the American Psychiatric Association said homosexuals, that was a mental illness. So when I talk about speed, it's just been amazing, and we can't lose sight of that, and it's been wonderful. So at Lambda Legal, as we reflect on this amazing victory, we're especially proud to say that the fight for marriage equality was ultimately won in the courts. As Jeff said, there are a lot of bites here and there, legislation or whatever, but the bottom line is was with the U.S. Supreme Court under our Constitution, and we won that today. So this ruling is going to be looked back for generations as a turning point for equality, and it was just 12 years ago today that Lambda Legal won Lawrence v. Texas. You all remember that case? Well, that was Lambda's baby, and it was really, really set the pace, and it made, basically, for those that you don't know, the Texas law made gay and lesbian people criminals for private intimate relationships. So that was really the cornerstone of the marriage equality movement. And like I said, it just moved forward from there, including Lambda's own litigation victories in 11 states and the Supreme Court's decision in U.S. v. Windsor. That was 2 years ago today. So this is a very, very important day for our community. It's a landmark victory, but we still need to fight for employment equality, people living with HIV, LGBT youth, transgender. I mean, there's so much out there that we cannot lose sight of. And so, kind of related, but in addition to fighting in the courts, Lambda Legal launched a web page called Marriage Equality Tracker for people to go to as they have trouble getting their marriage. So, for example, Bobby Jindal, Louisiana, he says, I'm not going to marry you, okay? So we are always looking for good plaintiffs, and if you have an issue, and we're in a little bit of a Palm Springs bubble here, or Southern California bubble, but there's a lot of, stuff going on out there. You can go to Marriage Equality Tracker and report your issue so we can get the ball rolling and continue to engage in, quote, impact litigation. The second thing is Lambda Legal and five other LGBT organizations today, including MCLR, who's been a partner in all this. They have a similar mission with Impact Litigation, was a joint web page that helps same-sex couples and their families really navigate now with this new status, all of the issues that come up with Social Security, income taxes, parent-child relationships. A lot of this is how state law is going to work with the Supreme Court decision, and we, the five organizations, really want to be a resource. So I just wanted to let everybody know that. And then the last thing is, this was a big day for our President Obama. I mean, it was an amazing day for him. He was pretty busy. And he gave our community incredible remarks about the decision. I mean, it just showed his support of us and brilliance. And, of course, his second speech or his remarks at the funeral, singing Amazing Grace. And there, you know, we can't lose sight of the racial injustice that goes on in our country. And these battles never end. So I just want to thank you for all your support. And I'll turn it back over to Jenny. George, sorry.
Okay, we've been talking about the past. All right, we're going to talk about the future. So I have some amazing students up here who could tell you now it's marriage, and it's marriage for everyone. And we've invited them to talk to us because these are the true benefits of all that work that's been happening. So, Solange, you go first.
Hi, my name is Solange. A while back, when we were trying to get everyone to say no to Prop 8, I talked to you about my Uncle Eric and my Uncle Tony and my Aunt Paula and my Aunt Deanne and how they loved each other. And if they love each other, then it's no one's business who they want to marry. It should be their choice. Well, it took a few years, but they finally listened to us. When I was a baby, I was adopted. I'm very happy now that people, good people like my uncles and aunts, can get married and give more kids like me a loving home. I will always support you. Thank you.
Hi, everyone. My name is Julian, and I'm from Yucca Valley High School. Today marks a long journey that we've all gone through. the first thing that I thought about when I found out that the same-sex marriage was legal in every state was everybody that fought for it and are here today with us, and that my generation and future generations are able to marry whoever they love. And I appreciate all your support and all your time, and thank you.
His shirt says, "Some dudes marry dudes, get over it."
So, like, everyone who's here today, thanks. Like, everyone else here today, I had a great reason to get out of bed this morning.
Right.
I'd like to just start off by thanking everybody who's been fighting this great battle since before I was even born. You guys are some of the greatest heroes and deserve not the best of speaking extemporaneously. Sorry about that. But I think those people who've been fighting this battle for years
years before any of us were even here on this planet, deserves a special applause right now. Mind you, wedding bells aren't ringing over my head just yet, but when that time comes, I am so thankful for all the contributions that this community has made, so that when our time finally comes, we won't be chased by all of the legal confusion and all the asterisks that have plagued everybody to this day. All of that legal confusion has followed us around like a dark cloud up until today, because today the sun has freaking risen over the horizon. And today is about rejoicing. Today is about celebrating, because we have so much to celebrate today. And I look forward to seeing a lot of you out now today to celebrate. Thank you.
Hi. I just want to say that I'm proud to be here to celebrate with all of you, and I'm really glad to know that everyone here can get married regardless of who they want to marry, and all the future generations can as well. Hi. Like all of the other kids here, I just want to say thank you to all of you, because you guys are the people who really fought for this, who fought for my rights, and all of the people in my generation's rights.
I just have to say, when I was little, I used to be like, hey, why can't two guys get married? Because they could. And, like, years went on, and now this happened, and it's pretty amazing. And now I'm the new president of the school GSA at our school, so I think that's pretty awesome.
GSA stands for Gay Straight Alliance, for those who do not know.
I'd like to welcome all of you here. Today is just a great day by everything that is happening. I graduated from Cathedral City. I was the leader. This is actually the new leader for next year, so we got the leaders of Cathedral City here. I wish the rest of them could have been here, but, you know, we're here. We're living our lives, and, you know, we get to love who we love now. Like, our whole United States is a full rainbow. That's amazing. We got the full rainbow, everybody. So I just want you, go out there today, tomorrow, tonight, wherever you are, no matter what time of day, live your life, be happy. Thank you.
Can you imagine being able to be up on a stage when we were young and do this? I couldn't imagine in a million years. Let's give another hand for all these strong young people. You know, we have in our community and in this world, some of our strongest opponents have been the Christian and the religious communities. And on the other hand, some of our most ardent supporters have been the religious community. And for that, we are so thankful. And we have with us today, from Temple Isaiah Jewish Community Center, Rabbi David Lazar.
Thank you. You know, I just moved here. I'm a new guy around here. And I have to say, what a way to celebrate moving here. And I absolutely love the weather. Not only my tradition, my Jewish tradition, but the Christian tradition are based on two things that come up right away at the beginning of the first book of the Bible, Genesis. God creates humanity in God's image. That's justice.
And there you have it, my coverage of the Decision Day rally in Palm Springs, California, June 26th, 2015. I hope you've been moved and inspired by it. I'm personally glad I could capture it for history. If you have been inspired by my work and my channel, YouTube is now giving you the opportunity to make a donation to empower what I'm doing. So if you look at the main YouTube channel page, which you can find at nicholassnow.tv, On the right-hand column, you'll see Support This Channel. If you click on that, it very easily lets you give a donation of anywhere from $1 to $500. If you, for some reason, want to give more than that, contact me at nicholassnowlive.com, and I'll arrange to work with you and to acknowledge you for your great support. Thank you for watching. Have a wonderful day. Oh, subscribe. There's a subscribe button on the video right now. Be sure to subscribe. Thanks a lot, and happy equality. Hey, folks, mark your calendars for early November because it's time for Greater Palm Springs Pride, Southern California's popular and longest-running LGBT festival in the Coachella Valley. Palm Canyon Drive is closed to traffic and transformed into a vibrant, pedestrian-friendly Pride festival unique to Southern California. Palm Springs Pride is also one of the sponsoring organizations of the annual Harvey Milk Diversity Breakfast, which takes place every year in May. Visit pspride.org.
The LGBT Community Center of the Desert is a nonprofit organization dedicated to enriching the lives of the LGBT community in the Valley through health and wellness, social and educational programs. The center advances its mission through a clinical counseling and internship program, senior programming, youth anti-bullying and suicide prevention support programs, a growing volunteer program, and signature special events in the community for its members and allies. For more information on the LGBT Community Center, visit them on the web at thecenterps.org.
In Greater Palm Springs, since 1979, the Desert Business Association has promoted and supported LGBT and allied businesses and professionals who join together for business promotion, economic development, educational, and humanitarian purposes. Their vision is to connect, promote, and build prosperity by embracing all members of the community to make a positive difference. They have many events every month. Find them at desertbusinessassociation.com.
This is Nicholas Snow Live, connecting the circuitry of humanity. Connect with us at NicholasSnowLive.com. It's not radio, it's gadio. You've been listening to Nicholas Snow Live. Find all of our advertisers and everything Nicholas Snow at NicholasSnowLive.com. Nicholas uses both Twitter and Facebook to alert listeners just as he's going on the air. Anytime, 24/7, you may direct tweet at The Nicholas Snow or post your questions, comments, breaking news, and gossip on The Nicholas Snow Live Facebook page. Nicholas may very well discuss your tweet or comment on the air. When communicating with or about the show using any form of social media, be sure to use the hashtag NicholasSnowLive. You may also Skype into live broadcast from anywhere in the world. For Skype instructions and to review all the Connect with Show options I've just mentioned, simply visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click Connect with the Show in the main submenu. Nicholas also broadcasts regular video chats and interviews on his YouTube channel using Google Hangouts. So subscribe at YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. That's YouTube.com/SnowBizNow. For all of his social media links, visit NicholasSnowLive.com and click on Social Networks in the main submenu. This show is produced and copyrighted by Nicholas Snow Productions, LLC. All rights reserved. Thank you for being a part of the snowstorm. We are honored by your presence.